talking to us today, both of you. Faye Spreadbury there, David Watkins, and also Miles, who you could hear in the background, you know, gurgling away, making his debut on national radio. Now, talking about those who are younger amongst us, BBC's News Round, sharing the news of the day with children, of course, since 1972, covers a lot of ground, but until now hasn't made a dedicated film to periods. It's aptly called Let's Talk About Periods and aimed at their 6 to 12-year-old audience. Here's a clip of some Year 7 pupils, boys and girls, talking about where they learned about periods.
I think I learned about it in Year 5.
I imagine you with all your classmates learning about it. So what was that like?
The nurse didn't make it seem so weird, but when my teacher did, he made it seem, like, really funny and weird.
Do you think he was making a joke out of it because it was a bit awkward?
Yeah, I think he did.
I might have had, like, little chats with my mum, but I didn't exactly, like, had one massive chat with her about it. I just picked up bits and bobs over the years. My mum brought me up to be, like, quite comfortable with it, and I am completely comfortable talking about it.
I feel like dads get a bit more embarrassed than mums because mums go through it, they know about it and stuff like that. And dads, like, don't really want to talk about it.
How does it feel talking about periods right now in front of the boys?
I feel like the boys should know about it too, because it's not just because girls go for it doesn't mean boys don't have to be educated on it.
It's good for boys to understand as well, because then they can be more understanding for their girl best friends or their mums or their sisters.
Would you feel more comfortable talking to an adult, do you say, or one of your mates?
I would say your mates, because they're the same age as you and they're going to go through the same thing as you and everything. Whereas your parents, they're a bit older than you.
Yeah, but like parents can make it just seem really weird and annoying.
Parents are weird and annoying, aren't they?
Presenter you heard there is Lauren Layfield, who's on the line, and I'm also joined by one of the interviewees in the film and the author and founder of the Period Positive Educational Movement, as well as some books around periods, Chella Quint. Lauren, I'll start with you. This is the first film solely about periods for CBBC and Newsround together, right?
Yeah, so in the past, CBBC have often covered things that are relevant to young people. So puberty has been touched, did a fantastic Operation Ouch show all about what it's like to grow up. But yeah, this is the kind of first time that we've really got into what a period is and why we have periods and how we have periods and how we deal with periods. So it's very exciting, actually, to be able to be a part of it.
I mean, and although we could hear there was a discussion from some Year 7s around this, you know, a lot of them are not going to be clued up at all.
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, we often think about the education that we had when we were at school. And certainly I don't think we learned about it in my class until we were about Year 8. So that was knocking on nearly age, what, 13, 14? Actually, now in schools, the curriculum does cover it a lot earlier. So you get that in primary schools, which is amazing. And when you think you're getting girls who are now starting their period at the age of 8, it is very necessary. So Newsround have just basically reflected what is being taught already out there. But I think what's really special about what they've done is that they've really kind of made it personal about, like, this is what is kind of going to happen to you.
And I think it's a very lovely and actually joyful film that you've created.
Yeah.
So congratulations for that. Chella,
thank you.
I mean, a message there from Lauren around things improving a bit in schools. But what's your take on that around menstrual education? Because it's been a real fight, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. It's been a long time coming, but menstrual well-being is now part of the national curriculum from primary, so it's encouraged to teach about puberty before it happens, right up through secondary, but there's no curriculum guide. So part of my master's research dissemination has included developing a curriculum guide and sharing it for anyone who would like to use it. It's been tested, it's been peer reviewed, it's had input from doctors, teachers and pupils, but it's difficult to sort of do this with a framework that I've written through my research. I wish there were already a national framework, because then everybody would be on the same page rather than having to, you know, scramble and learn piecemeal because it's been added to the curriculum.
What do you think the right age is, Chella, to start saying to boys and girls, periods are something that happen?
I think as soon as a toddler or, a three-year-old asks a parent about the new baby brother or sister they might be expecting, or what those menstrual products are that they're using in the loo, it's okay to say something simple and, you know, in language they understand, because if they're old enough to ask, they're old enough to know a little something. And the danger of not saying anything is that you're accidentally teaching them that it's something taboo. And when we get that message as we grow up, we internalize some shame around it, and then we don't ask important health questions later.
Lauren, why did you want to present this? What's your connection to this?
It was a few years ago, actually. I was on a train and I needed to go and deal with my period. And I did the age-old thing that I'd done since I was at school, which is that I got the tampon out of my handbag and I shoved it up my sleeve so that nobody on the train, God forbid, would see that deal with my period.
I was going to say the age-old sleeve smuggle.
Yeah, exactly. We all know it. Every girl knows it. And it just dawned on me that I was a 26-year-old woman still behaving in a way that was shameful. And I just made a decision then and there that I was going to stop, because this to me is something that should be as open and honest about. You know, if you're in a meeting, you go, well, I'm off to the loo. Do you know, we shouldn't have this stigma around it. And it's mind-blowing that it still exists. And I just thought, what a fantastic way for me to be able to tell the younger generation that actually you don't have to behave like I am on this train, and that you have a freedom and there's a liberty that you can have in being honest and open about this very natural bodily function that we all have.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be saying amen to that. Chelly, you've got a period positive pledge. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the period positive pledge is a 20-step framework that allows anyone, individual, school, charity, organization, government, to sort of upskill their menstrual literacy. So we've all got different types of literacy, and it helps navigate every topic we might come across. Menstrual literacy is about not being afraid of questions, making sure that your environment is supportive of menstruators, it's inclusive of anyone who gets a period, and also that anyone is welcome to be educated and find out more, and that we're constantly learning. So the last step of the pledge is these pledges may change. And the feedback that I get from schools and teachers and charities is that it's really valuable as is, and I'm able to help people with specific points that they're struggling with. But also they're able to see that actually quite a lot of that stuff comes naturally to them. And despite the sort of, you know, the free leaflet, kids separated in class education that a lot of us had, they've learned a lot and they know more than they think they know. And they're open and, to more difficult discussions.
Well, and also the era, hopefully, where boys are sent out of the room is over, as they are told to, I don't know, go and do something else or talk
Absolutely.
About something else, or play football, whatever. You've got a couple of books on this, in terms of one for kids, Own Your Own Period, which is, you know, similar to territory we've just been talking about. But I think it's also striking that you've done one for adults with a Q&A format, because, you know, a lot of people don't know what a period is.
And that was the hardest question to answer in the book, because it's so many things. There's so many aspects of it. That was almost the whole book itself.
Chella, what do you say in a sentence? What is a period?
So, okay, so Be Period Positive is 100 questions and answers about periods, and they've all been asked of me. So I answer it in a few different ways in the book. I talk about the makeup of what menstrual blood actually is and where it comes from and why. I talk about why we get periods and how we've evolved to do that. And I also talk about socially what is a period and how have we internalized menstrual taboos, and what is period positivity and what's the point of that? So it's sort of like a four-part answer. And then I also talk about fertility and the menopause, because of course that is now part of what the curriculum should include for secondary school pupils. And it's difficult to teach if we haven't been taught it and we haven't been given enough funding to be trained. But I'm hoping that, you know, the books like Own Your Period and Be Period Positive are for kids and grown-ups outside of school. But inside of school, I'm still absolutely on the case to try and make sure there is a curriculum model that teachers can follow, that teaches every age and stage the stuff
well,
that not only
we are
taught,
we're
home they need to
we're
learn.
Homeschooling, or teachers are homeschooling, I should say, a lot at the moment. We'll see where this all comes out. The film, which is called Let's Talk About Periods, is out on the 8th of March on CBBC and iPlayer. And that's what we've done this morning. We've talked about it here on Woman's Hour.